Спасибо, уважаемый господин.
Thank you very much, distinguished chair. I'd like to share a few comments with on the question of a possible mitigation of risks related to the development and employment of lethal autonomous weapon systems. At this stage, we do not see any need to make any comments on the list of bullet points that you proposed, because this is our first consideration of this list, and this list requires additional study at the national level. And this also applies to the proposals that you presented in the form of a compilation on other questions. We believe that the main objective of our current exercise is our first consideration of the list, exchange of views and expression by delegations of their priorities on different issues, in order to give you, Chair, the possibility to identify specific ideas, proposals, potential measures that eventually could be agreed to on the basis of the principle of consensus by all delegations. Now, on the question of risk mitigation, one of the effective ways of mitigating risks, we consider the following measures: the effective management of the life cycle, organization of different types of tests at the all during all stages of the life cycle, including in conditions that will approximate real life conditions, ensuring the reliability and failure-safe nature of such devices, identifying the criteria of readiness, ensuring a maximal level of protection from non-sanctioned access, the relevant training of operators, priority in the use of technologies of artificial intelligence during the collection and processing of information that is necessary for providing support for decision making on military matters, continued monitoring of the functioning of such systems by operators, ensuring the possibility of an emergency shutdown or finalization of any military objectives after a command is issued by the operator, and excluding the eventuality that NSAs can lay their hands on these devices that may use them for malicious purposes. We are grateful to you, distinguished chair, for presenting, partially at least, these ideas. They're reflected in the compilation that you prepared, and we see them on the screen right now. And we also see that these considerations are very close to the conclusions that the group made during its work over the past years. And as far as we are concerned, we would prefer to see specific language proposals be fully in line with the understandings that were reached by the group in previous years, in order not to rewrite what we already did in the past. And moreover, we believe that some of these considerations that we are now seeing on the screen actually duplicate one another, and we need to consolidate the text and perhaps merge some of these points. Some of the proposals that we discussed in years past and that still do not enjoy consensus, and we do not believe that they'll be enjoying consensus at any point. We believe that they can be deleted from this list in order to shorten the list and at the same time ensure that there's a better structure to the text. We agree with those delegations that spoke before that us when they said that such measures to a large extent can be clustered under certain thematic issues because some of them relate to ensuring human control. Some of these measures relate to questions of ensuring control during the phase of development. Some of these measures relate to the stage of employment. And moreover, some of the measures that we see in this list are some represent particular cases. And they are part of more general measures, generalized and comprehensive measures. We also, in conclusion, would like to stress that at this stage, we see the value in what we're doing here in terms of considering risk mitigation issues. We see the value in determining possible general measures of such nature. And in all of this, we believe that specific ways or steps related to risk mitigation as part of these general measures will be left up to states to decide. Because states are the ones who bear the full responsibility for implementing and complying with relevant international obligations, including under international humanitarian law. And such measures must simply assist states, parties, in ensuring this proper and effective compliance of international law, including IHL. Thank you.